where the soul soul present in grains, or where is soul present in plants? I have not read any specific statement about where the soul is present, but there is that statement of Chandogya Upanishad which Prabhupada quotes in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita purport, that you know, the soul, when it falls from the spiritual world, it comes through rains, and then the rains fall and drops fall on the ground, and then they grow as grains, and the grains are eaten by human beings, and the human beings, that soul enters into the semen, and then it goes into another body, and that's how the soul gets a body on earth. That is one way it can happen. It's not the only way it can happen. That's one way it's described. So it seems that in that case, grains are talked about as containing the souls. So broadly speaking, how do we understand the presence of the soul? We may say it's by consciousness. But then how do we know whether something is conscious or not? So, actually speaking, that which is having life, there's matter which does not have life and matter which has life. Matter is never living, but I'm talking about has life means matter which has soul in it. And matter which has soul, not just in the, as an abstract presence, but as an active principle. That means that that matter comprises a body for that soul in some way. So when if we talk about the embodied soul, otherwise we could talk about the ensouled matter. Ensouled matter means matter in which soul is present. So when there is ensouled matter, that undergoes the six transformations. There is creation, there is growth, maintenance, reproduction, and there is destruction. Maintenance is there. Creation, there is creation, growth, maintenance, reproduction, deterioration, and destruction. Now when we talk about matter which has no soul in it, that basically goes only through three phases. It's created, it deteriorates, and it is destroyed. Now if my hand is cut, then it will clot and it will maintain itself, it will try to maintain itself. Now if this bar is cut, that bar will not try to heal and join itself. So that tendency to maintain itself, that tendency to reproduce, that tendency to grow, that indicates the presence of life, which indicates the presence of consciousness. So in that sense, the seeds which grow, there is soul present in them, without which growth would not have happened. They grow, they reproduce, they maintain themselves, all that things are there. Now at what stage the soul comes in that seed, that is something which is difficult to say. I have not seen any Shastik Praman. So it could well be that the souls are looking for bodies, and whenever there is a suitable biochemical medium, the souls enter over there. That means it's not necessary that all grains have souls, but when the grains are placed in a situation where they can grow into, either we have to talk about seeds which grow into plants or grains which grow into further grains, then it is at that time the soul enters. So I have not seen any specific praman about that, that's why I cannot say. But the broad principle, you can see wherever there is growth, maintenance, reproduction happening, there has to be a soul present over there. And because some grains do definitely go through this, so the soul enters. And exactly when it enters, you know, that is something which is not necessarily always in the same mechanism. Sometimes we say that it is the it is the consciousness of the soul or consciousness of the husband and the wife which determines the kind of child that is born. Now that is true, but then it is also said that actually there are so many, when a man and a woman unite, there are actually so many sperms in this, through the semen, there are so many sperms that enter into it. So is it pumsa reta kana ashwe? Is it pumsa that it takes shelter of a sperm? So is it that all the sperms contain the souls? Or is it that only the sperm that contains the soul that enters the womb, that unites with the egg, and that's how a child is produced? Or is it that actually there are many sperms which contain souls, not necessarily all, but many sperms that contain souls, and depending on the consciousness at that time, the soul who has the appropriate consciousness, that soul unites with the egg at that time. So this is all subtle. Gahana karmanogati, as we say. This is not really within human perception. And when scripture doesn't tell us anything specifically, as far as I have seen, I have not read it. So we really can't know about it. But what we understand is that there are subtle mechanisms by which the souls are transmigrated from one body to another. And then they are given appropriate bodily expression. So seeds that grow definitely contain a soul. At what stage they gain it, that may vary according to various factors, time, place, circumstance, or whatever it is. Okay.